Foods on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So to celebrate the fact that we have an amazing Booth's Christmas hamper to give away on StrayFM.com and to celebrate Christmas generally, I've come for an explore here at Booth's in Ripon, and I've made my way through the store to the back of the store to the cheese counter, and I'm here with Melly, who works in the specialist team here at Booth's. Melly, tell me about Booth's, because it's a bit special, isn't it? It's not like any old supermarket.
It isn't, no. It's the UK's leading, it's the only independent supermarket, because of that, we think we're very special. The range that we do in cheeses in the specialist department, there's over 120 of them. And what makes us different is the fact that we actually advocate that people try the cheeses.
And what's this one you've just brought over, Melly? I'm told this is the Christmas cheese.
This is what I call the Christmas cake in a cheese. In Yorkshire, we do have cheese and Christmas cake together. Yes. There you've got it all in one, which even with a little bit more fruit on the side, just a slice of apple or something, it's absolutely divine.
What was it called?
It's Boland.
Boland. Okay, we'll have a little taste of this.
The thing with cheese is it is your palate is as individual as is your fingerprint. So cheese to one person that'll be wonderful might not be to another. So please come and ask us. We will always give you a tasting, give you a try.
I'm going to take you up on that, Melly, because I love a bit of cheese.
Well, I did notice you looking at the Port Derby.
Now this is a beautiful cheese. You need to have a look online. I'll put a photo of this online at strayfm.com. But this is a beautiful cheese. It's kind of purpley speckled cheese.
It is, yes, and it's actually infused with port wine. It's one that we tend to carry majoritatively at Christmas, but it's just something that people want to try to put on their cheese boards.
Here's a question. If I was coming down and I said, I want to make a cheese board, Melly, how many cheeses do you think I should have on a cheese board?
Really, depends how many people are going, but about 4 to 5, so that you're covering all bases. A good cheddar, certainly a brie, certainly a couple of blues, maybe a Stilton and a Nicky Nook, something like that particular one. We also do a goat's cheese with flavours, those are beautiful. And the Christmas cheeses, the Port Wine Derby, the Sage Derby, those are all worth coming and trying.
And a lot of these come from kind of independent, smaller businesses as well, don't they?
Yes, they do. Obviously, being a northern company, we try and stock as many northern cheeses as we can. We have a lovely goat's cheese made in Keighley. Most people wouldn't associate goat's cheese with Keighley, but Booth's do.
Now, Les has been talking to Melly, who's been very kindly showing us around the supermarket. Les, you seem to know Melly quite well. You come in here a lot.
Well, we do, and we quite look forward to tasting the cheeses and the drinks that Mel usually has on offer, and they're excellent. But most of the staff in Booth's are excellent, and certainly the food, exceptional.
Melly is loving you. She's nodding away in the background. Thank you for this.
There's a price for this.
Yeah. Did she manage to get you to purchase a lot of her cheeses?
Well, she managed me to say all this. So she does, actually. We don't go anywhere else.
What is it that you like about Booth's rather than the whole other host of supermarkets you could choose from?
Quite seriously, I think the staff are exceptional. They go out of the way to help you. And the food, especially the fruit and veg, we found that, it's as good as anywhere. It's got to be the freshest, it's got to be the tastiest, and so on.
Fabulous. And are you gearing up for Christmas? It's a little bit early yet, but are the plans in preparation?
Well, at our age, we're sort of gearing down from Christmas. The grandchildren live miles away, which is rather good, as do my children, who own the children, so you'd expect them to be there as well. So we are thinking about it. I mean, we're starting slimming, and one of the first things we bought in the store was this selection of chocolate, fruit and nut. Now, there can't be any calories in that, can there?
Well, as Melly has been telling me all through our visit to Booth's today, Christmas calories don't count, that's
right. Christmas calories don't count, definitely.
Only yesterday we said we'd have a 2 or 3 week run up to Christmas trying to lose a couple of pounds. Whether that works or not, I don't know, but that's the idea.
You'll have to let us know, Les, if that stays in the cupboard till Christmas.
And we've also got an order on offer anyway.
Oh, an order, yeah, we've got an order.
We did the tasting when they did the tasting night, and that was exceptionally good.
Anything free, we're there.
Fab. Well, you are. We've stopped you just in the entrance to the beers, wines, and spirits section, so I won't keep you from the important part of the shop.
Okay, well, thanks very much. I've enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Oh, we have the most amazing selection of olives and our deli counter. You know, we take what is a sausage roll to the next level. It's made with black pudding and apple and all sorts of things. We do a curry as well on there. We do some beautiful, amazing pies. And the fresh meats and charcuterie are absolutely divine. And again, we'll always give you a tasting, let you have a little try.
Booths also does really well with kind of baked goods and things as well. I know that the mince pies around Christmas time, which obviously are very important to people, have been voted last year in a big social media vote as the best mince pie in the mince pie wars, apparently.
Well, yes. I mean, it's and again, really, we want to prove at Booths what we do best, which is to come and just try them. And you will see for yourselves the quality of the flavour. It just shines through.
And apparently, they're also baked to order and delivered fresh every day, which is unusual too.
Isn't it just? It's not prepackaged. They don't have hundreds of years lifespan on them. And they're just delicious, especially with a tiny bit of cream.
And the very last thing that I think is very important for everybody to know is the Christmas ordering dates, because if you want to get your specialist, your special Christmas items in, those bigger items that maybe they don't have in store, then you need to order, don't you? And you can do that online, can't you, Melanie?
You can, yes. Now you can either come into store and we'll do it for you with the greatest of pleasure. We'll help you and guide you through the ordering. Or indeed, you can do it online yourself in the comfort of your own home. But as long as you do it by the 15th, the most important date is the cut-off date of the 15th.
Fantastic, and then it'll all be here ready for you to collect in time for Christmas. And I think you book your collection slot as well, don't you?
Yeah, and we open at the crack of dawn on Christmas Eve and open extended times for you to come and collect just prior to Christmas.
Well, if you're planning your Christmas, everything you need there for you, and you can find more details online now at the food pages, strayfm.com/food.
Booths on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.